Hey, everybody. Nice to have you with us as we talk baseball with you on this Saturday afternoon as we get ready for game two between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants. What a week of baseball this has been. Four amazing games down in Los Angeles and the last two classics for all time. Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates are here, and the Pirates lead this series with the Giants 3-2. The Pirates on the road are 16-34. The Giants at home are 30-14, and I give you these numbers because last night the Pirates ended up beating the Giants 6-4. Giants have played sound baseball for so long, and last night that did not happen. Walks at the wrong time from Dominic Leone. Mistakes in the field by Estrada and Lamont Wade Jr., and it led to a Pirates 6-4 win last night over the San Francisco Giants. For the Giants, they have won 8 of 12. Now, they came back last night, and it looked like it was going to be magic again with two out in the ninth inning. They're down 6-3 at this point. Darren Ruff, who's had a great week, he really has, draws the walk. Lamont Wade tries to make up for the big error with a triple and make it 6-4. But Mike Yastrzemski was frozen on an inside pitch, and it was a strike from closer Rich Rodriguez. And that is a name to remember. He is out there, and boy, he will look good in somebody's bullpen by the end of next week. This is going to be an interesting week of baseball to see what the ball club here does trade-wise, what the Dodgers do. They are in trouble down in L.A. with their bullpen and their pitching. And certainly with San Diego as well. And San Diego's starting to win a little bit more now. Blake Snell had a good game for them this week. But last night, it was a home run by Brian Reynolds, the former Giant. Put him up 3-0. Duggar, a home run for him. I hope it's not an oblique injury. It looked like maybe he pulled something on the swing before that. But he yanked it into the cove to McCovey Cove Dave last night. And it made it 3-1. Johnny Cueto, believe it or not, stole a base last night, the first of his career. Ended up going 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts, and then he was gone. Chad Kuhl was the difference, though, really. His first 3 innings pitched, he struck out 8 Giants last night. Giants had 4 walks, 14 strikeouts last night, 28%, and that is not the kind of number that they like. They like about 40%. Of walks to their strikeouts. But Cueto, he was all right last night. As I say, 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Then they turned it over to the bullpen, and Dominic Leone had that trouble after Dickerson hit the 2-run homer to make it 3-3. Leone was wild last night. Giant bullpen has been fabulous all week, and last night it was a little shaky with Leone in the 7th inning, but Garcia bailed him out of big trouble. Then, of course, the Pirates put it away in the 9th inning. Pirates have a good bullpen. I will tell you, I said it before, they've got a good bullpen. You don't want to get into a bullpen game with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bednar pitched last night, and that is Bednar of the Pirates. The Giants announced the signing of their first-round pick, Will Bednar, his brother from Mississippi State, as well as a number of draftees last night, including a big high school slugger in the 19th round, and he did sign with the Giants last night, and it's sort of under the radar, but that could be a very, very important piece of the puzzle as the years go on here. You know, high school players take a little bit of time to make it. 26,579 last night for the Giants. They hit 2 homers. They've got 146 now on the season. Toronto got shut out last night, so they're still stuck at 144. One of the stats we saw last night, the Giants, after a loss, the best in baseball, 24-11, and they're going to have to improve upon that today as they take on the Pirates after losing last night 6-4. It's just the first game of a 10-game homestand, 3 here, of course, with Pittsburgh, and then we've got the Dodgers coming in, then Houston coming in, and then the Giants back on the road again, and of course, we see Arizona here the week after that, and a lot of good things could be happening for this ball club. Giants are 12-5 in their last 17 home games. They now have 7 players with 10 or more home runs. The most they've ever had is 9, and you got to go back to the slugging years of 1952 and the first year in San Francisco of 58. in 89 and 00 with the Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent years. So seven players with 10 or more home runs. The Giants still live by the home run, and that is what is going on with them. All right, last night, so the dust has settled. The Dodgers had a lead last night, 4-2, 5-3, and their bullpen came apart again. Boy, trouble in L.A. The Giants don't pick up a game because they lost, but the Dodgers stay three back. Giants are 61-36. They have played 97 games. They've got 65 to go. Dodgers are now 59-40. They are three back. They've got 63 to go. And the Padres have played more games. They've got to the 100 mark at 58-42, so that's a .580 winning percentage. And with their win last night over the Marlins, they are 4.5 back. The Dodger game is significant last night because it sort of shows what's going on with L.A. First of all, Bellinger did get a hit last night. Giants held him to 0-27 this year. And then he came out with a hamstring issue. The Dodgers are 1-10 in extra inning games, and they lost last night to Colorado in extra innings. But the Dodgers loaded the bases in the bottom of the ninth with nobody out against Daniel Bard and striking out Will Smith, the big hero, of course, in the Giant game on Tuesday night. And Sheldon Noisy, of course, made that mistake in the comeback on Thursday night. And A.J. Pollock all struck out in the ninth inning, and then Colorado put the game away in the 10th inning. So the Dodgers definitely are in trouble. But I will stress this. There is an eternity of baseball left to be played. And I know it's exciting, and we can get all excited about what happened this week. And we should, because they were great games and great comebacks. But when you're up three games with 65 to go, it's a baseball eternity. If you're up three with five to go, you can get excited. There's a long, long way to go in this baseball season, and we'll see what Farhan does this week if he feels that he has to make any moves on this ball club. I'm not sure what he's going to do. Andy Baggerly is going to join us today, Bruce Jenkins, Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune, and, of course, with Bill, we'll talk about the possibilities for the Giants. Giants have won 8 of 12. So today's game, Will Crow goes for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's 26, and boy, if you ever look for a mismatch, I guess this is it today, but you've got to play the games. It's his 18th Major League game, his 17th start. He's 1-5. He's a righty with a .632 earned run average. The whip is 1.62, 30 walks, 53 strikeouts, 60 innings pitched, 14 home runs given up. Righties 329 with four of them. Then OPS righties over 1,000. Lefties 222 with three homers and a 749 OPS. The Giants did see him in Pittsburgh. He wasn't so bad. Five innings, six hits, three runs, a homer, a walk, and five strikeouts as we look at the pitching matchup on this Saturday. For Will Crow, a little bit more about him. Seven of the 14 homers have been solos. Runners in scoring position, 318. First time through the lineup, 330 with five homers and 221. He gets it together with five homers. And then 314 with four homers the third time through. So Giants should do some damage today. Duggar has seen him before, with 1-for-2 with a homer. And I hope Duggar is okay. We'll find out more about that later. Now, in the second part of this equation, and this is the big part, the ace goes for the Giants today. It's Kevin Gausman. But his last game against the Dodgers, three innings, three hits, two runs, 80 pitches in three innings. And Bill and I will talk about this. We'll see what Gausman brings to the table today. But he walloped Pittsburgh earlier in the year. Eight innings, five hits, a run, no homers, no walks, and 12 big strikeouts for him. In July, 16 innings pitched for Kevin Gausman. Five runs given up, 22 strikeouts. He's been fabulous, just fabulous. 33 walks, 138 strikeouts, 10 homers, 117 innings, and he is the guy for the Giants, 30 years old. But that last game, I know he's coming back from the family medical emergency. You hope that that arm is not getting tired. We'll see what he brings to the table tonight. The numbers for Gausman, though, and this is what makes him a Cy Young candidate, runners in scoring position, I love saying this, 078 5 for 64 with runners in scoring position. Runs in scoring position and two out, 3 for 35. First time through the lineup, 129 with 7 homers. Second time through, 168 with a homer. Third time through, 200 with 2 home runs there. Frazier, 6 for 21 against him. Newman, 4 for 16. Polanco is the big issue, the big right fielder who got hit on the arm last night. I'll see if he's okay. 6 for 10 with a homer. And Brian Reynolds, who's nothing but a thorn in the side of the Giants, 2 for 9 against Kevin Gausman. So it is the big ace, Kevin Gausman, against the kid, Will Crow, in this one. And you'd hope that the Giants have a good advantage here and can get back on the winning track. As I said, they've won 8 of 12. They're 24-11 after a loss. All right, we've got a great show for you on this Saturday. A lot of good baseball talk, and that's what we like to do here on Talking Baseball, and that's why we call it that. All right, Andy Baggerly is going to join us from The Athletic. We call him at Extra Bags on Twitter. Looking forward to chatting with Andy and getting his thoughts about maybe the trades, this ball club, and baseball in general, as we talk about also the new Cleveland nickname. We're going to talk about that today as well. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.